We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school wrestling. The Nottoway Valley boys off to a strong start. They've had a couple of close duels and some outstanding performances already by some of their kids. Brad Honnold, head coach for Nottoway Valley Wrestling, with us here on KSOM. And, Coach, you had one small little loss to Panorama, but that was a very close one. You've had other wins in duels. How are you feeling about the start to your season?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling really well. I'll just kind of hit on that loss to Panorama. I'm a firm believer that, you got to take accountability where accountability is. And I think that loss to Panorama really doesn't fall on the kids. That falls on me as a coach and our coaching staff a little bit, not having our kids mentally prepared for that opening night duel. You know, I think we were physically prepared and technically prepared, but we've got, 13 kids on our roster that are either first year wrestlers or freshmen. And of those five started in our varsity lineup that first night. And I lost sight of remembering that, when the lights are bright, those freshmen they've not been in that situation before. And so, I didn't have them mentally prepared. So we had a slight hiccup there, but as we've talked about, from day one of practice, we've got a good mixture of veterans and a good mixture of youngsters. And, we're not looking to open eyes necessarily early in the season. Obviously, with the way things work in the state and in the state duels qualification, all that kind of stuff, you got to take care of business early. But, our goal is to have our best team put together by early to mid February. And with a young group of kids, that means progress each and every week, just getting 1% better. And as long as we're doing that, I think we're going to sit where we want to be sitting in February. And so far, despite that one hiccup that very first night, I think we've made progress each and every week, this is only week two, but it sure seems like it's a lot further than that because we got, several matches under our belt already. But as long as we're continuing to make progress, good things are going to happen.
Well, I guess when you look at this team, you already have four guys actually, who are 12-0 to start things off. I mean, it starts with Ashton Honnold, who's going for an incredible three-peat here, and remains undefeated. His winning streak is stretched out for fairly long now.
Yep.
What can you say? And of course, now he's made the decision to go to UNI, so that big decision is sort of behind him. It seems like that would probably free him up to, not a lot of stress, to just go and attack this season, which he's so good at.
Yeah, that's kind of Ashton's forte. I don't think that he puts a lot of pressure on himself. And I think when maybe he does, you don't see the same product of the Ashton Honnold that goes out and wrestles free. And that's definitely what he's doing. Some kids, they get in those situations and they maybe feel a little bit of a pressure or feel a target on their back. I don't think it changes his mindset and his mentality. And even more importantly, it's not just about Ashton Honnold, but more importantly, he's surrounded himself with other great kids. Like I said, he's 12-0, but we've got three others, I think, that are 12-0 and a few others that are 12-1 or 11-1. It's just a constant, not battle, but constant achievement to try to, bring those around us, alongside us. And, I think Ashton is not going to be happy with anything more than not just a third title, but a dominant season. And so that's where he's looking at. But he also wants that same thing to happen for a Josh Nelson, a Ty Strode, a Kean Stevie, a Jet Christensen, a Caleb Christensen, on down the list there. So, that's really what's been fun so far and seeing out of him and him bringing along those youngsters as well.
Yeah. Well, the Christensens, is Jet and Caleb, are they brothers, twin brothers, or?
That actually, as crazy as it sounds and as crazy as the Christensen name is in this area, I don't even think they're truly related. If they are, it's pretty distant.
So they're not even related. Or maybe they are, but you got to go deep. But they're off to great starts. I mean, they're both juniors. Jet 10-1, Caleb 12-0. Caleb at the 215 mark, Jet at 138. What have you seen from those guys so far?
Yeah, Caleb. Caleb doesn't have a choice. Caleb's been in the room with the Trent Warner last year, Ashton Honnold. you either get beat up or you get better, right? You mm-hmm. know, and Caleb sure has come along, let alone he's a kid that just, he's a workhorse. He's in the gym. He gets up every morning and heads to the gym at 5 a.m. On top of practices. You know, he's seen what those before him did and knows what it takes. And so, you know, I think Caleb's aspirations are to play football at the next level, but he's got some pretty big wrestling goals still at stake as well. And he had a good off season this spring and summer wrestling. And, you know, not only is he 12-0, but it's been dominant 12-0. I think all have been bonus point victories for him. So super good there. Jet's kind of a, you know, he's kind of been in the shadows the last couple of years. You know, he's right in that same weight that a Kean Stevie and a Ty Strode are at. So Jet's kind of, you know, I don't want to say, you know, little brother, but he's just was maybe a step behind them the last couple of years, which meant he had to kind of just go to whatever weight class was open. You know, so he a lot of times spent time wrestling at weight classes that maybe he wasn't quite big enough for. You know, and he's actually on his way down. He's been wrestling at 38. We're going to get him down to his where we think is going to be his fighting weight at 126, hopefully this weekend. But yeah, you know, he's seen a lot of success so far. Actually, when I go back to that Panorama duel, just a kid that maybe I didn't have ready right from the get-go, got caught. His only loss was a kid that he really was probably on paper better than, just got caught in a weird situation and got pinned there. But that's the only blemish on his record. Very, very good weekend at the Coach Riley tournament this weekend. Had some good wins, you know, last night in our five-team duel at home. So, you know, we're looking for big things out of Jet this season as well.
Kean is only 2-1 to start. Was he been banged up a little bit to start the year?
Yeah, we got Kean back last night, you know, so he was out the beginning of the year, and we got him back last night, you know, his first real competition. So he, you know, had a nice win against the Hayes kid from East Union, and then we bumped him up. He weighed in at 38, but the Pollock kid from Wayne is probably going to be a 38-pounder. He weighed in at 44 last night. We wanted to test ourselves early in the season, so we went out and wrestled against him in a competitive match. We need to see where we're going to be, because we're going to see him at the POI tournament probably in a couple weeks. So, yeah, he got a few matches back under his belt. Be ready to go this weekend in Riverside for sure.
Well, I mean, you're going to need him, because you need to see some improvement, I bet, at 150, 157, 165, on up to the 190 level. I mean, you've had some kids there with some experience, but I'm sure the records aren't where you want them to be. How do you just feel about some of those mid to upper, you know, that those weight classes? That's where a lot of tough competition is, too.
And you hit the nail on the head there. We've got some young kids. We've also got some experience there, you know, and we've been really pushing the Derek Rash and the Matt Nelson, who are who's a junior and senior, you know, that they've got to up their game a little bit. You know, they need to understand that they're better than what they've done in the past. And we've seen glimpses of it. You know, Matt Nelson was having a heck of a tournament at the Coach Riley tournament, just kind of shut his brain off for about the last 15 seconds of a semifinal match. And gave up a big 7-point lead and lost right at the end of the match there, which really, I think, would have catapulted him. He rebounded a little bit, but not fully mentally there. So, yeah, we're still pushing and getting him to understand that he's that next level kid. You know, we're not a 500 wrestler. We're 750. We're state tournament caliber kid. Same with Derek Rash. Derek shows real good signs at 175, real good signs at times, and then kind of goes – he has, you know, some mental lapses at times. So really looking for more of them. You know, our other kids in there, really, they're freshmen. And you hit the nail on the head. There are some horses, you know, from other teams in there. So we're kind of throwing a few different kids out there, getting them some varsity experience and you know, just kind of building their confidence, trying to get them to understand, you know, it's not about the wins and losses. It's more about the progress and the lessons that you're getting when you get out on the mat. So, you know, that is the hope by the end of the year, that those middleweights, you know, if we want to get a shot at going to the state duels, those middle weights are going to have to be a little more competitive than what they've been. And we think we'll get there in terms of that. So, you know, but, you know, again, they're young kids and young kids are going to take some progress.
Yeah. Well, the lighter weights, you got Josh Nelson at 113. He's 12-0. Ty Strode at 138. He's 12-0. And Thomas Herrick, who is a freshman, he's off to a great start, 12-1. How do you see – what have you seen from Thomas, and how has he been able to adapt to the varsity level so quickly?
Well, yeah, you know, let me start real quick with Josh Nelson. Not only is Josh Nelson 12-0, but you know, he has a dominant victory. He's got a pin and a tech fall over the number two ranked 106 pounder, Justice Norman from East Union. He's got two big victories over him, and Josh is going to be down at 106 this weekend at the Riverside tournament. You know, so I'm really, really, really impressed with what Josh is putting together right now. But yeah, Thomas, you know, Thomas is a kid that he's had some good partners with the Josh Nelson, a Ty Strode, a Kean Stevie. We got an eighth grader, Eric Honnold, that all have wrestled with Thomas. Thomas put a lot of time in, you know, after last season from eighth grade and on through. And, you know, Thomas is one of those that had deer in the headlights on last Tuesday night, you know, but he had, a pretty big match and went out and just kind of took care of business against a tough kid. And he's just kind of, that springboarded him, you know. He got that first win, kind of the deer in the headlights went out, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I belong here. And so he's wrestled really, really well, beat some good kids, beat a good kid from Martinsdale last night. You know, Slavock kid from ACGC beat him the other night. Thomas just wrestling really well. And when Thomas wrestles like he's capable, good technique, you know, he can compete with anyone. And again, he's another one that I kind of recurring theme here, but we don't even have these guys down to the weight that we're probably going to wrestle this year. So Thomas will be a 120 pounder, and he's having all that success at 126 right now. We feel really confident of how things are going to be once he drops down to 120 as well.
Right. And then Ty Strode, who announced he's going to Northwestern, in Orange City, a good athletic school, and he's off to a perfect start right now.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Ty's going to be happy with nothing other than being on that medal stand and high on that medal stand. Ty's a kid that, you know, he came here his sophomore year. His family, his mom's originally from the area. They were out in Nebraska. Dad had an opportunity for a job this direction, you know, and I found out about that. And, you know, of course, not to say that I was recruiting, but man, when I found out that maybe we could get this kid that's got a lot of wrestling experience, you know, his mom to be a teacher here, I was sure excited about it and talked a lot with him. You know, Ty's a kid that really, as a freshman, he was probably really undersized and a little immature, you know, but he hit his 100th win last night in varsity. And you know, Ty's just been really dominant. Another one that's just put in a heck of a lot of time. He really is excited. He kind of put that college commitment behind him, and he can be solely focused on what his goals are this year. And, you know, we know at 132, he's going to see a lot of good kids this year, and it's going to start this weekend at the Riverside tournament and just kind of progress. So, but he's been super dominant, you know, doing whatever I ask. If I say, hey, we need you to go to 38 and get a bonus point victory here, he does it. He'll do whatever he's asked and does it, you know, at a high pace and with real good, solid technique. So we're super happy with Ty and just know that we're going to help guide him to reach the goals that he's got set for himself this year.
Well, again, you go to Riverside this week, and you got another some duels coming up that you're hosting, I believe, next Tuesday. Yep. So there's still some, and then final tournament, the Pride of Iowa tournament, coming up on the 19th, and then I'll get you into Christmas break. Coach, really appreciate your time. A good look at your squad, and looks like some big things to come for the Wolverines. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate your coverage.
Brad Honnold, yeah, Brad Honnold, head coach for Nottoway Valley Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.